Hello and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at issues of the day through the papers of yesterday. Well, this week, what more simple than the weather? More specifically, perhaps, rain. You may or may not have noticed, we seem to have had rather a lot of it of late, and it would appear to the more pessimistic of us to be just a little bit unrelenting. So I thought we'd dig back into the papers of yore and see whether rain is a new issue, perhaps at this time of the year, or maybe any time of the year on the Isle of Man, or something which is largely unreported. Well, you'd be pleased, or maybe not, to hear there is no shortage of mentions of rain if we dig back into the archives. I'll go back to 1905 to start. The Manx Sun, August the 26th. Do note the date, August the 26th. Under a column called Echoes, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. This aspiration so familiar to the lips of every child who has not attained to the age necessary for his or her admission into a secondary school will doubtless be echoed by most visitors to and residents in the island just at present, though it is quite likely that they will be prepared to trust Providence and to send rain another day without the reminder contained in the second line of the immortal couplet just quoted. At any rate, the weather for the past few days has been sufficient to put a damper upon the ardour of the most mercurial and optimistic. Visitors crossing to and from the island have not, generally speaking, been greatly fascinated with the motion of the rolling ocean, and when they have arrived at this resort of pleasure, their treatment by Jupiter Pluvius has caused them to make fervent vows of never no more. But the inhabitant Douglas need not be alarmed at that. The British holidaymaker invariably forgets all his last year's experience when he starts on his quest for relaxation, and minstrels, a word beginning with N precedes that word, perhaps best not quoted these days, and in any case, no fair-minded person will really blame the island for the shortcomings of the weather on the occasion of their visit. Then again, the sympathies of Echo are also due to those people more or less permanently residing amongst us who have organised bazaars, athletics, sports, etc., and have received scant consideration at the hands of the weather clerk, not to mention the illustrious martyrs of the shore, whose rhetorical sweetness has been wasted on humid air and on insignificant congregations. Speaking of one of these latter, an amusing incident happened on Monday evening. A Protestant stalwart was stalwartly protesting to a limited auditory, a section of which consisted of boisterous and irreverent youths. These gentry were continually interrupting the speaker with invocations to dry up, queries as to whether he was downhearted and so on, and one of them shouted in tones of mock disgust, "Oh, go on, have a dip." The lecturer surveyed his man and solemnly replied, "My young friend, I'm getting all the water I can do with. In fact, I'm at present having a shower." I do love the language of the papers of the early part of the 20th century. Puts us to shame these days, doesn't it? And do bear in mind, all that rain was in August of 1905. If we skip forward to December of 1911 in the Ramsey Courier, rain, rain, rain. Such was the prevailing kind of weather last weekend. After a perfect deluge on Wednesday night, we naturally expected better things with Thursday. The morning came in dry and promising, and as the day advanced, the sun shone brightly and the elements seemed to be settled for a little time at least. But early in the afternoon, the sky became overcast and heavy showers came, which developed during the evening into a torrential downpour and continued so for some hours. Sound familiar? There was no scarcity of wind either, the gust at times being very violent. Sounds very familiar of late, but this was December, of course. Friday morning was dry overhead, with a damp and gloomy atmosphere, the day being well advanced before anything like proper daylight came. The afternoon was a little better, but by no means what could be called good, and the evening was wild and threatening. Saturday morning, however, brought a welcome change, with a rising glass and scarcely a breath of wind. The rising glass of the barometer, of course. Anyone still have one? I used to love ours. Now a little poetry from the Isle of Man Times of Saturday, March the 15th, 1913. It's about rain, but is called On Winter in the Isle of Man, and it's by a gentleman who resided at Brookfield in Onchan and is dated February 1913. When I came to the Isle of Man, they told me it was quite a charm, for the sun shines bright all day and the stars by night with the moon's clear light, that it was gorgeous all the way. But lo, next morn, I looked to the east and to the west and to the north and south and saw it cloudy there, says I, it's going to rain. The sun comes out, the clouds go up, thick darkness hovers all about, and it rains, rains, rains. It rains in the morn, and it rains at noon, and it rains at night by the rays of the moon, and it rains, rains, rains. My friends, take advice when you come this way, not to be deceived, for when the weather's good, you'll all be in good mood, but it rains, rains, rains. So at last, but not least, I'll end my little rhyme for a few words of praise for the good old ways of the good old times, the glorious spring, the summer sunshine, but in winter, it rains, rains, rains. He could have included spring in that as well, I thought, quite possibly. 1913, just before the Great War, of course. In the Isle of Man Examiner of Friday, July the 23rd, 1937, a short article, Singing of Rain, in the Rain. And it starts with a little quote from a hymn. There he prepares the fruitful rain, nor lets the drops descend in vain. These were the words of a hymn Greeba Methodists were singing at their Sunday school festival in the open air on Sunday evening. Precisely at that moment, the service was just beginning, the rain began. Broad smiles spread over every face, umbrellas shot up, the hymn ended, the congregation hastily retreated to the chapel where the service was continued. Who would have dared to have an outside service in late July on the Isle of Man? In the Isle of Man Times, Saturday, July the 17th, 1943. In case you do not know, Thursday was St. Swithin's Day, and if it rained, it will possibly and probably rain for 40 days and 40 nights. We do not pay much attention to this old saying in the Isle of Man, where we are used to rain not only for 40 days and 40 nights, but for 400 days and nights without cessation. We ask ourselves many times, from where does all the rain come? Somebody once wrote a poem, Little Drops of Water. They ought to modernise that poem to Bucketfuls of Water. In France, in 1914 and 1915, the men used to sing a song, Raining, 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 always blooming, well, raining. It still holds good for the Isle of Man. However, we must not let the Germans know what sort of weather we had here on the 15th of July 1943, St. Swithin's Day, so don't curse the weather. That would be careless talk. Bearing in mind, of course, this was in the middle of the Second War. Good to hear we were perpetually grumbling about the weather even then. At Random by Islander from the Isle of Man Times, Saturday, December the 11th, 1954. A wet year. Rain, 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 the article starts. After three appallingly wet months, I was surprised to find from Douglas Meteorological Department that 1954 has not yet beaten all records. It hasn't quite, but another 6 inches will make it the wettest year of the century. That seems like an awful lot of water to fall in about 2 weeks. The total rainfall, 50 inches up to the first week in December, is already 8 inches more than the average for a year, which is 41.8 inches, we're informed. The highest fall of the century was in 1928, with 56.8 inches. But since then, there have been 5 particularly wet years, 1930, 53 inches, 1931 with 50 inches, 1936 with 51 inches, 1943 with 53 inches, and 1950 with 50 inches. This year, for 7 successive months since May, the rainfall has exceeded the average, and if December follows suit, it may yet beat the record, we are told. I must take a look and see what the current record is on the Isle of Man. In the Isle of Man Times, the 16th of December, which was a Friday, 1955. We await sunshine record, we're told, in the rain. Although the rain has been pouring down steadily from December skies, it has rained on all but 2 days this month, there is bright news from the weather recorders. A check-up at the Douglas Borough Surveyor's Office yesterday revealed that only 4.8 hours of sunshine are needed in the remaining 2 weeks of 1955 to break the all-time record for sunshine. The Sunshine record, 1,873 hours, was set in 1911. Up to November the 31st, there had been 1,859.9 hours. And so far this month, there have been 8.4 hours, leaving 4.7 hours to equal the record and 4.8 hours to set a new figure. But the rain is lagging sadly behind last year's figure. Up to Wednesday, 3.87 inches had fallen, the corresponding fall for 1954, 5.93 inches. We'll settle for that sunshine record, says the writer. In the Alabama Times, Friday, January the 3rd, 1958, the old year, we are told, is rained out. Beating rain washed out the old year in Douglas and brought in the new. Throughout the whole of the last day of 1957, the rain persisted, and when midnight was striking, ship's hooters blowing and church bells ringing, it was still torrenting down. Town seemed deserted, unlike previous years when the streets are generally lively with happy singing crowds making their ways to the homes of relatives and friends for their qualtucks. There was a lost air about the place. Those who had been attending the watch night services at the churches, the rain had had its effect on the attendances, must have quickly hurried away out of the storm. In the Victoria Street vicinity, the new year was then only an infant of a half an hour, and there was just a police sergeant and a constable on view. A few cars and taxis were hurtling by, but it might have been any ordinary morning. Yet at the same spot exactly 4.5 hours earlier, there were close on 100 people about. That appeared to be an indication of what had been happening. The New Year parties must have been going on as usual in homes throughout the town, but there was less visiting. Once you were in a place, you stayed there and made the night of it. From the suburbs came similar reports of deserted streets, but plenty of noise and merriment from inside the houses. In the Daily Times of Monday, October the 10th, 1960, Rain, Rain, Rain by Eric Roberts under the slug of Uncle Tim's Young League. If there's one thing we really ought to know something about in this country, it's rain, especially after this summer. But not one of us even draws it properly. If you were asked to draw a picture of rain pouring down, what shape would you make each raindrop? No doubt you would draw it like a pear drop, but high-speed photography has shown that this is about the only shape a raindrop doesn't take. Each drop changes shape on its way down around 960 times a minute. That's 16 times a second, and looks like anything from a dumbbell to a pancake, or from a telephone to a duck. Only very, very rarely indeed does it take on the shape of a pear drop. To talk of rain descending in a gentle pitter-patter is also rather misleading. It can come down with enough force to cause what is known as sheet erosion, when whole fields slip away as the massive soil particles tossed aside by the power of the descending rain move downhill. When you realise that 1 inch of rain spread over an acre amounts to 27,000 gallons of water weighing 100 tons, the sheer power behind rainfall can be more easily appreciated. Amen to that, Uncle Tim. And I'll leave you with an advert from the Isle of Man Examiner of 1899. Rain, 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 it's entitled. Umbrellas neatly repaired. W. Hartill, Port Erin, begs to inform the inhabitants of Russian and district that he recovers and repairs umbrellas at very moderate prices. All postcards bearing the above address will receive a call and samples will be shown. He decided to take out an advert for his umbrella repair service on June the 10th in the Isle of Man Examiner of 1899. Clearly a wet summer. A wet summer then, wet summers now, a wet summer this year. Well, who knows? We did have a good TT last year, it had to be said. In fact, we had 3 or 4 weeks late May into June and people thought that's it for the summer. Of course, that was the summer. If memory serves correct. Who knows what will happen this year? Although one fears rain will never be far away from Manx skies. It is, of course, all old news. Until next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.